Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Chris McPherson, and alongside me is Bo Wolf, and we have a great show for you on this Tuesday as the Eagles prepare for their preseason home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dave Spadaro is going to go one-on-one with wide receiver Jordan Matthews, who had a tremendous game against the New England Patriots, and our player in focus is going to be running back Henry Josie, who made a strong case for a roster spot with his performance in New England as well. Now, typically, training camp is known for being really hot, but it was ice cold on this particular Tuesday because the Eagles took part in a special charity event that's sweeping the nation.
Of course, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I think we've all been challenged on Facebook. I did my part. I'm not sure if you've done yours yet, C-Mac.
I have not yet, actually.
The full Eagles team did theirs today after practice, including President Don Smolenski, General Manager Howie Roseman, Head Coach Chip Kelly, and most of the coaching staff. Somebody get tight ends coach Ted Williams out of there.
Chip Kelly diving in head first, so all going for a great cause, supporting the fight against ALS. That's something that's near and dear to LeSean McCoy's heart as his grandmother passed away from the dreaded disease. Now back to the action on the field. Head coach Chip Kelly updated the injury report and also detailed how long he expects the starters to play on Thursday night, or did he? Let's send it over to the best of Chip from earlier today.
How deep into the game will the starters go on Thursday night?
We haven't figured that whole part out just because we got two more days of training, so we'll figure, what do we get accomplished today and tomorrow, and then there's some positions you're trying to figure out who's up, who's down, what are we going to do. So when we'll meet again tomorrow as a staff after tomorrow morning's training session, and then we get a full idea. So there's no reason for us to talk about it today because you may have a guy get hurt today, or hey, we know this guy's going and that guy's going. So we sort that all out on Wednesday. Yeah, I mean, Fletcher's always been a very good inside pass rusher for us. It starts for us on our inside nickel team. But I think Fletcher's transition, he's done a really, really nice job, played really well in terms of what he asked him to do. Didn't play a ton of snaps against the Patriots, but when he was in there, his technique was good, his production was good, you know, and we're really excited about where Fletch is headed and been really happy where he's been so far in camp. You know, we feel very, very comfortable in terms of where D'Amico is. That's why he didn't play a ton in the first preseason game, didn't play a ton against the Patriots, because I think we know what we have with D'Amico, and we need him. The big thing is who else do we have at that position, and that's where that depth at inside linebacker is a real key situation that we'll continue to look at in these last two preseason games. You know, Brad came in last year, I think it was game 11, but the one thing that you knew right from the get-go was just how professional his approach is to the game, how hard he works at it, how hard he studies film. You know, he's a real selfless player. He's a four-core special teams player for us. He'll return kicks. He'll be the first guy down on kickoff to make the tackle. You know, he plays inside receiver. He plays outside receiver. He's played some running back for us. He's our emergency quarterback. You know, he's just one of those guys that will do whatever it takes for us to win a game. But when you see his approach here every day in the building, how he takes care of his body, how he pays attention, the notes he takes in meetings, I think he's been a real good role model for guys like Jordan and Josh and those younger receivers that we have.
All right, I guess we'll have to wait and see how long exactly the Stars will play Thursday night when the Eagles take on the Steelers at Lincoln Financial Field. Kickoff set for 7:30 p.m. The game can be viewed locally on 6ABC or nationally on the NFL Network. Now, coming up in a little bit, we are going to go into our one-on-one interview. What will we have on tap today, Bo?
Well, tonight it's going to be Jordan Matthews, and we'll find out how much he plays with the starters on Thursday night. But on the other side, Dave Spadaro catches up with the rookie sensation who is pushing for more playing time.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Famous fries you love, plus a shake of three new flavors you add. Introducing McDonald's Shake and Flavor Fries. Shake up something new to love at McDonald's.
Daydreaming again?
Oh, yeah.
About your dream car?
Yeah.
Black with red stripes. Cool.
How do you know?
You've been staring at that new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yep, Muscle Car Money. I could win up to $100,000. Or Dodge Challenger RT Classic.
Want to see your dreams come to life? You could scratch your way to instant winning today.
Fuzzy dice. Nice.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
We welcome you into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro, wide receiver Jordan Matthews, getting ready for preseason game number three. Been a pretty interesting and successful preseason for you. How do you feel about it?
I feel pretty good. I mean, like I said, the main thing I want to do during this whole preseason process, just learn, continue to adapt to the whole NFL environment, and really just get more comfortable. I think the more games I play, the more it's going to slow the game down in my head, so that's really what I'm trying to focus on right now.
So it really, from game one to game two, did it really slow down?
It's slowing down. I'm not going to say, it's really slowed down, because I know there's still going to be a lot of obstacles that I still have to overcome. And then I feel like if you ever think you've got the full grasp of it, then that's when you lose it. So I'm just trying to keep that same approach to it, trying to keep that chip on my shoulder and just continue to work to where I want to be.
Jordan, what's it been like for you being the focal point of so many reporters' questions and fan interest? I mean, has it always been that way since you were in high school?
It definitely wasn't as much in high school, you know. I went to a kind of a smaller school, so I didn't get too much exposure. Probably the latter part of my college career, once I made my decision to come back for my senior year, that's when it started to pick up all the way up to now. So I'm pretty used to it. I like just really taking a stride. But I've always said there's two things you can't get caught up in, criticism or praise. So I just always try to stay even keel and don't worry about either one of them.
Have you ever done media training or listened to anybody to kind of how to deal with all the attention?
To be honest, I mean, I just have always taken just little keys my parents have always taught me. I grew up in a very spiritual household, and they always just say, you know, it's always be humble. The second, you know, you start getting out of that comfort zone, start getting out of that level-headedness, then that's when things will start to go bad. So they always just say, stay humble in all your interviews, you know, always put the team first and just continue to move forward.
When you watched the tape from New England, what did you see?
I definitely saw, you know, the quarterback play was amazing. I really feel like, you know, as a team, I think everybody understands that we do need to cut down on turnovers. You know, we're going to continue trying to work on that and cutting down on the penalties. But, I mean, when you look at the good stuff, man, there's a lot of good stuff out there on that field. Like I said, our quarterback play is amazing right now, from the ones all the way down to the fours. I think as a receiving group, we're continuing to get open better. And I think just from the tight end perspective, I mean, our tight ends have been balling, I think, all preseason. I mean, Zach's been making some incredible catches. And, I mean, Celek's out there grinding like it's the regular season. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody's feeding off that. So it's been great. Everybody's trying to just continue to learn, trying to get better, and I think that's kind of what Coach Kelly really wants.
You talked before the game about improving your depth on your routes and doing some of those things. Did you see that improvement?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just little things. This is definitely the time to work on it. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, those things that can sometimes get overlooked once you get into a game that you really focus on and practice, it's easy to focus on, carrying over into the game, not letting the game rush you into making your routes too short, still getting to that depth, because you got to work within the offense. You can't just work within yourself.
What's the message been from Chip Kelly this week? First game at home, starters expected to play maybe a little bit longer?
Just the main thing is do your job. Mm-hmm. You know, not getting out of the framework and worrying about things that we can't control. Just do your job. That's the main thing. You know, we don't ever try and worry about it too much. Don't ever try and look back. Only focus on going forward, doing your job, and just making the most out of the rest of the preseason.
Jordan Matthews, thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Lots of people know that solar power is a good idea. But not everyone knows there are lots of reasons why solar makes so much sense right now. The good news? NRG is the company with experience in everything from building the most advanced solar thermal facility of its kind, to powering football stadiums with solar, and to bringing solar power to homes just like yours. Visit nrghomesolar.com to find out how to get started with solar power today and make a brighter future tomorrow.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly each and every week for your chance to get lower level seats to every home game this season. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And it's time for a segment that, look, we didn't have it last week when I was all alone here at the desk by myself. You and Dave seem to have all the fun when it comes to two-minute tweets, so I'm glad to be a part of the action.
The game that is sweeping the nation. Our first question comes from at FlyerFanatic27, needs to change his handle to EaglesFanatic, but he wants to know, what's the depth at inside linebacker?
Very, very strong. Linebacker Najee Good, one of arguably the most improved players throughout the course of training camp. He is firmly fixed in as a number three guy, and we're going to hear from him actually in just a little bit. And they have Emmanuel Acho, who led the team in tackles in the game against the New England Patriots on Friday. So he's very much in the mix as well. Casey Matthews, who's experienced in this game. Jake Knott, who's also obviously got the suspension coming up. But overall, I think the one thing you know is that there are no rookies in the mix here. Very strong veteran group here.
I think my guess is that it's most of those guys fighting for that fourth spot. I think Najee Good is pretty firmly entrenched. The rest of those guys, it's going to come down to special teams and how reliable they can be in terms of playing both those inside linebacker spots. All right, our next question from Eli 89331392. Thanks for giving us your phone number, Eli. He wants to know, could Nolan Carroll, could Nolan Carroll unseat Bradley Fletcher or Kerry Williams?
Not at this time because of the injury. He was certainly making a strong push. I think at this point his role is firmly fixing as the dime cornerback working there with Michael Kendricks. So I think you'll see him featured in that package. But at this point, until he gets on the field, and he's expected to be back on the field Thursday night against the Steelers, I don't think he's going to be taking one of those spots.
I think there was a possibility that he was pushing for that spot before he got injured. But right now, he hasn't been playing enough. I think maybe at some point during the season we'll see something like that. But for now, I think he is that dime guy. All right, our last question from Dustin Habecker, who seems to get on this program every day. I don't know who he knows in the production side, but he gets his questions in every day. And he wants to know, is the D-line taking the next step?
Yes, and I think it's one of those aspects of the team that's been a little bit under the radar here during training camp. The Eagles are very pleased with the progress of Fletcher Cox. He, in fact, didn't even get that many reps in the game against New England because the coaches know what he can do. And then you see a guy like Vinnie Curry, who's getting some first-team reps because the coaches want to see what he can do working with the first-team base defense. And then you have guys like Bo Allen, guys like Brandon Bear, Joe Kruger, all making progress. So certainly that front group, the first team group, is already very strong. They're improving, but I think the depth is going to be exceptional going into 2014.
Eagles only kept 6 defensive linemen last year. I think we'd all be shocked if they did that again this year. There's just so much talent. I think we're looking at 7 or 8 guys there. All right, for today's player in focus, it's Henry Josie, who was so impressive against the Patriots. And when it comes down to a roster spot, Melissa R. Kelly tells us that Henry Josie says, "I'm a flirt."
After suffering a devastating injury to his left knee, many people thought that Henry Josie would never be able to play football or even walk again. He missed an entire season for the University of Missouri, but was able to fight back in 2013 and come in second in the SEC with 16 rushing touchdowns and over 1,100 rushing yards. He turned in an outstanding performance this past Friday night against the New England Patriots, carrying the ball 8 times for 56 yards, and he had his first NFL touchdown. His success did not come as a shock to offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur.
You know, we weren't surprised by it. You know, we felt like he had that in him, and he did a nice job. You know, we were really short at running back. You saw at the end there we played Damaris, who did a terrific job filling in. And so Henry got more than his share of reps, and he made the most of it.
Safety Malcolm Jenkins was impressed by Josie's performance in the 42-35 loss against the New England Patriots, and he noticed a key attribute in his play.
Consistency. You know, he's been showing up, you know, the last 2 games now, and, you know, it's fun watching.
Head coach Chip Kelly has consistently praised this group of rookies throughout training camp, and he says that Josie's performance has been beneficial to the team.
You got to also go out in the field and show it. And the one thing about Henry is he took advantage of those reps, you know. And if you watched us on the last drive, we were down to Henry and Damaris, you know. And you hoped you had a bigger back, you know. You get the ball on the goal line, and you hope you got a little bit bigger back there.
Josie and the Eagles will return back to Lincoln Financial Field this Thursday to face the Pittsburgh Steelers. The game can be seen locally on 6ABC at 7:30 p.m. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Bo certainly never misses a chance to get that R. Kelly reference in there. Now, all right, it's been an okay show to this point, but let's make it a good show. Bo, you had a chance to go one-on-one in this week's feature presented by Gatorade with linebacker Najee Good.
One-on-one with the good one, I guess, for Gatorade one-on-one. You'll see the full interview tomorrow, but for now, here's a tease of what, as you said, is a pretty good interview.
The fact that I've been able to spend time in OTAs and, you know, off-season workouts to, you know, familiarize myself with the guys that we got here. Last year was kind of like being thrown in the mix and, you know, sink or swim. And this year has been more so developing what the guys got around me, knowing their strengths and weaknesses and knowing what we got to work on to make each other better. And it's been going pretty good.
Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity returns on Wednesday at 5 p.m. as we give you what we're looking for as the Eagles prepare to face the Steelers in the preseason home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. Kickoff again set for Thursday at 7:30 p.m., which you can watch locally on 6ABC or nationally on NFL Network. He's Bo Wolf. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Eagles night.